Now the kasher is v'yim isof. You tell me now, like Rabbi Chanina Svara, yachzor v'yachvin mi boilei. L'chur, if you're going to have to make now a new shchites apar, you're going to have to do over again the avoid of chfina. Because the seder of chfina is, we said, first you have to make the shchita of the par, and then you can make the chfina. So like now, if you're telling me now that the par's dam was all spilled out, so you have to go outside now and make a new shchita, new par. You have to receive new dam and bring this dam in now, start making the azois. But it doesn't say in the Mishnah about the chfina. So chura, since you have to do a second time a shchita for the par, that's the par you're using. So the chfina that you did beforehand should be possible, because that chfina was done before the real shchita of the par. So why doesn't the Mishnah say, according to Rabbi Chanina, you have to go over again and do the chfina again? That's the kasha. V'yemisa, yachsav yefchafen niboylein. Since you have to do the shchita of the par over again, you should also have to do over again the chfina. Because the chfina that you did before, what that par was no good. So it's considered now that the chfina, the two handfuls of the keteris that you took, was done before you shechted the second par that you're using. And you're not allowed to do the chfina before the par, according to Rabbi Chanina. First you have to do the shritas of the par, and then you do the chfina. So Gemara answers, Enech Nami, the keteris like kumari. Hatoya Mishnah is not talking about what you have to do about the keteris. But Rashi Umiyu, Vadei Tzorach Lahak, the keteris acheris. True, Havad, you're going to have to do over again the keteris. Havad, you'll have to do it over again. Acha shchitas parzeh. After you did the shchita of this par, Avad will have to do over again another ma'aseh chfina. The keteris like kumari. This we're not talking about it, but Avad, you have to do it over again. Omar Ula. Ula said like this: Soyer sheshochatu koydem matin domi shopar. What about the soyer, the seer of the chatas Lashem? You shechted it before koydem matin domi shopar. Before you made the hazois of the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the lochrid liyosob leklum. That's pshita, that's according to everybody. But this is an avoida that's done, or at least the way we had before. This is an avoida tzorich pnim. Like shechting the soyer, that's an avoida that you have to shecht it in order to have the dam to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So this is also considered like an avoida tzorich pnim. So if you do the shechit at the wrong place, you shecht it before you made the hazois and the dam apar, the shechita is no good, and you have to go over again. Tanan, as learned in our Mishnah, hiktim dam hasoyer la dam apar, yachzer v'yazer midam hasoyer. So our Mishnah said, let's say, when you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, first you made the hazois of the dam hasoyer, and then you use the dam apar, so the dam hasoyer is possible, it's no good. You just have to go over again and do first the dam apar, and then do the dam hasoyer. After you finish with the dam apar, then you do again the dam asoyer. That's all the Mishnah's mashma. But it doesn't say you have to do another shchita on the soyer. For at the Gemara of Yemisa, if you hold like Ula's halacha here, yachso v'yishchot miboylei. You should have to do the shchita over again. Because here we're talking about that you made the hazoyis of the dam asoyer before you did the dam apar. Now the halacha according to Ula is that you're not allowed to shecht the soyer before you do the dam apar, you make that zois. That you say there has to be, first bring bimazda, the dam of the par, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the kohen goes outside and makes the shchita on the soyer. Now here, obviously, if he made the hazois, he spritzed the dam of the soyer first, he already made the shchita of the soyer. And the Mishnah just says, you have to go do the dam apar, and then do over again the dam soyer. But Mashmi, we don't have to do another shchita, just do the dam asoyer over again. That's not like Ula. Ula says if you shechted the soyer before the zrik, the azoyer to the dam apar, it's no good. And for the Gemara, Tirgema Ula, v'matonish v'heichel. And Echnami, Ula's din, or Ula will learn our Mishnah. We're not talking about in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Havadim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you did the right order. That first you brought the whole seder of the dam apar. You made the hazoyis of the dam apar, and then the kohen gadol went to do the shchita of the soyer. So in the heichel did it the right in lofnai and lofnim. In the kodesh hakadoshim he did it the right way. The Mishnah is talking about later when the kohen gadol went out to the heichel to make the hazoyis towards the proches. There instead of doing the dam apar first, he did the dam of the soyer. So there the only concern is you did the wrong order. So halacha is, do the dam apar, and then you have to do over again the dam asoyer. But again to the shchita, avada, the shchita of the soyer was done in its right place. The shchita was done after the hazois of the dam apar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So tirgum ulu b'matana shem heichel. V'chein omer rev efes, b'matana shem heichel. Our Mishnah that says, If you made the Azoyas of the Soyer first, all you have to do is do the Dhamma power and then do over again the Dhamma Soyer, it's talking about in the Dham of the Azoyas and the Hechel, but not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was done in the right order, so the Shechita was done at the right time. The only Chesaron that was done now in the Hechel, you did the wrong Seder of the Azoyas, so just do over again, do the Dhamma Soyer over again after the Dham of the power. That's what our Mishnah says. That let's say when the Kohen Gadol was in the middle of doing the Avodas in the Hechel, he already finished in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Dam of the Par and Dam of the Soyer. Now he's in the middle of doing it in the Hechel towards the Preichus. If all the blood spilled out, so the Mishnah says you have to have a new Korban, get new blood, but you don't have to go over again to Lefnai Lefnim. What was done, what's completely done, is finished already. You just have to start over again in the Hechel. Or Hu Adim B'Mizbeach. If you're already finished towards the Preichus, and now you started to put the Dam on the Mizbeach Apnim, and now in the middle of the Mizbeach, all the Dam spilled out, so Lach Riz, you have to have a new Korban Par and a new Korban Soyer, but you don't have to make this Rikus over again in the Pnim and the Hechel. No, that was done was done. You just have to start over again for this last Avoida of the Mizbeach HaPnim. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Tana Rabbonim.
The Pasuk says, V'chiper es Migdash HaKodesh, that Zeh Lefnai Lefnim. That means we have a kapora with this Soyer on the Averis that were done with Tumas that took place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oyo Moyed, Zehechel. That means any tumor that took place in the Hechel, you have a kapara with this korban. Mizbeach kemashmo, if any tumor took place by the Mizbeach. Yechaper elu azoros, if any tumor took place even in the azora. Hakahanim kemashmon, it's mashmo the kahanim. Im akhal, what does the possum mean? Im akhal, elu Yisrael. Yechaper elu halavim, it means the levim. In other words, hushvu kulam lechapor achas. It means all of them, the Kahanim, the Yisraelim, and Leviim, all have the same kapara with the same korban. What does that mean? That Shekula mischaprim b'sayr hamishtaleach b'shar averis divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That the sayr hamishtaleach is mechaprim all the other averis that are done by Yisrael, by a Levi, or by a Kahanim. In other words, for the averis that are done with Tumas Migdash Chodeshov, that we know the Kahanim get the kapara from the korban of the Par. And the Yisrael gets the korban from the Sir Chattis. Mashenke in the Seir Mashtaleach, that's Mechaper on the other Averis, both for the Kahanim, for the Levim, and for the Yisraelim, they all have the same kapara with this one korban of the Seir Hamashtaleach.
So the whole Klai Yisrael, the Yisraelim, the Levim, and the Kahanim, the Shar Averis, everybody has the kapara from the Seir Hamashtaleach. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Rashi says, Zelephnei Lefnim, Kaper b'domim halolu al tuma shiro lefnai lefnim. In other words, the tuma you did in the Kodesh Kodashim is mechaper. Im nichnas odim shum tuma v'yein bo yediyah b'soif avol hu yediyah b'tchilu afinu mekrod. Then also zehechol al tuma shiro behechol v'yesem ezbeach mashmo al tuma shiro l'odim b'mizbeach v'shoy k'day shishtachavo shizel shir shilo mishnitlo mazoro hushva kulam v'hai yechaper basro. In this last type of a kaporo, that kahanim levim v'yisraelim, over tumas mitzvah shekadoshim, v'yeshal ashroisam shreyapar mechaper al kahanim, v'yasoyer anas b'fnim al Yisrael. Because the kaporo to say that if you did the avera, that you went into the base of mitzvah when you were tameid, that can't be everybody together. Because the kahanim have the kaporo on the korban of the par, and the rest of the Yisrael have the kaporo on the soyer that's a chatas l'ashem. But which type of a kapara does everybody have together the same korban? If Yehuda holds that when the Kohen Gadol sent away, when they sent away the Seir HaMashtaleach, the vidui said on that korban was a vidui forgiveness for the whole Klai Yisrael, the Kahanim, Levium, Yisraelim, and all other averus. It's the averus of the Tumas Mikdash. If you went into the Beis Hamikdash, that's a different kapara. That you have on the parodis or the soil Hashem. But all other averis, the whole Klai Yisrael has the kapara on this carbon, the soil Hamashtaleach. That was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon says no. That kishem, the same way, kishem shadam ha-soyer, ha-nase b'fnim, mechapara Yisrael, v'tumas mitdash kadoshav, the same way the soyer that went chatas l'Hashem, that korban was the kapara for Klai Yisrael on the tumah on the avera. If any Yisrael went into the Beis Hamikdash when he was tamei, or if any Yisrael ate kachim when they were tamei, He learns Kach Dama Par, the same way the Dama the Par Mechaper al Kahanim V'tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. It's also Mechaper for all Kahanim on the Aver of going into the Beis Mikdash when you tummy or eating from the Kodeshim when you tummy. Now Rabbi Shimon says like this: Ukeshem Shavidui Shel Soi Hamashtaleach Mechaper al Yisrael B'Shar Averus. The same way by the Soi Hamashtaleach, this Soi, for sure, it was a kaparon for the rest of Klaius of all the Israelim and all the rest of the Averis. Say they learn kach vidui shel par mechaper al kahanim b'shar Averis. That's what Reb Shimon learns, that the kahanim, even on the rest of the Averis they did, the kapor is not with the seyam mishleich, but the kapor is on the special par. The par that the Kohen Gadol brings, his own par, is the kaporah for all the other kahanim, not only for the tumah, the avera of tumas mikdash, but for all other averas also. If any avera Kohen did throughout the year, his kaporah is with the special par the Kohen Gadol brings for himself. So the machlokes is by the shara averas of the kahanim, that the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda holds his kaporah was with the seyam mishleich. And the Shimon says no, the Kahanim's Kapara for the rest of the Averis were with their own power, the power of the Kohen Gadol brought. The Seyam Mishtalech was only Mechaper on the rest of Klal Yisrael. Tana Rabbonim, so learn like this in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, V'chilo Mechaper Es HaKodesh. When you finish doing the Avodas, the Zrikas, then you have your Kapara. Zeh L'tzmai L'fnim. That's talking about the Avodah that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that after the Ezrikis, you have a Kapara. Like the Avodah that's done in the Flying L'fnim is one Kapara by itself. Oyomoyed, then the pasuk says Oyomoyed Zehichel, that the avoidus, the seven azoyes that were done up and one up and seven downwards with the dam of the par and the dam of the sawyer that was done in the hechel facing the preches is called one kapara. Mizbeach, then the pasuk says the mizbeach means mizbeach apnim, kimashmo also means mizbeach apnim. Is melamed, the pasuk comes to teach us shekulan kapara kapara b'fna yatsman. All of them have a shem kapara by themselves. Rashi says, "V'chilu mechapras hakodesh zelof nafnim elu hazoyes shevein abadim sehechal hazoyes like a purus mikan omru lav anosim miktas matonis koyelo gomar matonis shemefnim v'nishpech adam v'yomer mikan v'yein tzorach lasoyes as zoyes shegomar shrei kapor of niyatzmahi." Now this is the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that after you finish doing the avoidus pnim, you put the dam hapar and dam hasoyer, one lamal and seven lamata, you finish the pnim. Then you went outside in the heichol, and in the heichol all the dam spilled out. So the lachar is you have to make a new shchita and get new dam. Where do you start over again? You don't have to start over again what was done in the pnim, because that's called the kapara by itself. You finished there. You only have to start over again now what you're in the middle in the heichol. Hu adin, if you finished the whole heichol, and now you are doing the last set of the zrikis on the mizbeach hapnim, and over there the dam spilled out, so you have to have a new korban with new dam. But where do you start over again? The first two is completely done. You have the kapara, the avoidus apnim, and the avoidus aheichel is called the kapara by itself. You only have to start over again this last set of this rikis that's done on the mizbeach apnim. That's from this pasuk, that each set of these avoidus, the avoidus that are done in the kodesh hakodashim, the avoidus that's done in the heichel tracing towards the preches, and the avoidah on the mizbeach apnim, each set is called a kapara by itself. And when you finish it, you finished it. Even though the dam spilled out later, you don't have to do it over again. So that's the drush, the Gemara says, melamed shekulam kapara, kapara b'fnei yatsman. Is mikano, I move from here, we said over, like our Mishnah says, that no san mixas matonish b'fnim. If you're in the middle of doing the avoidahs in the pnim, or there's in the middle of making the hazoyis, the seven hazoyis down of the dam apar, let's say, the nishpech adam, and all the rest of the blood spilled out, so you can't finish the azois, is the locha yovi damacha v'yascha betchilos. You have to start over again now and do the avoidus in the pnim. In other words, the whole set of the avoidus in the pnim is called one kapara. So if you were in the middle of doing those avoidus and the dam spilled out, you didn't finish that set in the pnim, you don't have your kapara. So you have to get new dam now and start over again these avoidus. But once you finish in the pnim, then you go to the heichel, you don't have to start over again. But each one of these three sets are called the kapara by itself. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Oimim, they say no. And like it says in our Mishnah, Einoi maschil ele mimokim sheposek. They hold the bigger chiddush. Even if you're in the middle of doing the avoidus in the pnim, let's say, you have your dam apar, you made already one hazo upwards, and now you did five downwards, and now all the dam spilled out. So
So you have to have a new korban now, a new dam. Where do you start over again? They hold you start over again exactly where you left off. You only have to do another two hazoras downwards. In other words, they hold every single hazor is called the kapara by itself. So as much as you did already, you have your kapara. Either dam spilled out in the middle, and you have to start over again. So what? Start over again. But from where? From where you left off, that's all. Is a namaskal and mokum shaposak. You only have to start from the place where you left off. That's all. Let's say you finished all the avoidis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then v'nishmech adam, yovi damacher, v'yaskol betchilos, v'matonash of Heichel. Now, please, according to everybody, you start now doing the avoidis in the Heichel. Nosa nixas matonash of Heichel. Let's say you started to do half of the azoyis in the Heichel, towards the preiches, v'nishmech adam, and then the dam spilled out in the middle, is yovi damacher, v'yaskol betchilos, v'heichel. You have to start over again from the beginning of the avoidis in the Heichel. This is the Tanakama that holds all the hazoyis in the Heichel is called one kapara. So if you got stuck in the middle, you have to start over again. Mashenkin again, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimim, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon hold no, and in Maschel El Nemokim Shaposek, you only have to start over again now from the place where you left off. Because they hold their shita is, every single hazor is a kapara by itself. So even though in the middle of doing the hazoyis in the Prechis, you're in the Heichel, you're facing towards the Preches, you're in the middle of doing the Hazoyish, you did five already, you have to do another two, and then all the blood spills out, all you have to do is make another Shechit to get a new Korban, and be, finish off where you left off. Just do another two. And in Maschel of Mokim Sheposek, what about Gomar Matonah Shev Heichel, you finish doing the whole set in the Heichel also, then the Nishpech Adam, the rest of the Dama Par and Dama Sor spilled out, is Alocha Yovi Damacher, get another Korban Par, another Korban Sawyer. The Yasko with this new dam, now you start over again. This is according to everybody. You just have to start over again now on the Zbech Apnim. What about Nosa Miktas Matonish Shebe Mizbech? You started already to do on the three corners of the Mizbech, or else you're up to already the seven Azoyas on the top of the Mizbech. You did already five of them. Venishbech Adam, and then the dam spilled out. Here's Alocha Yovi Damacher. You have to bring a new carbon, get a new carbon, new dam. The Tanakam holds again, the Yascho betchilos b'matonos ha-mizbech. You have to start over again to do the set of the avoidis on the mizbech apnim. You have to start over again and do the dalad zrikis on the four corners of the mizbech. And then you have to do it over again to seven hazoyis on top of the mizbech. That's the Tanakam that says each set is called the kapara by itself. So this last set of the mizbech, you have to have a complete four zrikas on the four corners and then seven on top. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimim, again, their shita is no, that mimokim sheposak hu maskel. At the place where you ended off, that's where you continue. Because they hold each hazor is called the kapara by itself. As much as you did yadi kapara, you just have to finish off now. What about gomar matonesh shemizbeach? You finished already all the avoidus on mizbeach apnim. You did even the seven hazoyas on top of the mizbeach. Then the nishpech adam, then the leftover dam spilled out. Is divrei hakol makfi? Everybody holds it's not makit. In other words, the shvicha sashirayim is not likuva. Even though you have no more blood left over to make the shvicha to spill it on the outside mizbeach on the yisoid marovi, it's not likuva. Now, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Yechon is mas with the machlokes. The Tanakam and Rabbi Lezer b'Shimon like this. Ushneya mikra echo dorshu. They both dash in one posik. The posik says midam chate sakipurim achas pashona for the dam of the chates once a year. Is Remeyus of the Tanakama holds Chatis Achas Amatlecho V'loi Shtei Chatois, one Chatis and not two Chatois. So Rashi learns Chatis Achas Amatlecho L'schapra Kapora Bo L'lasos Kapora Achas Mishtei Behemus. As each Kapora has to be done with one Behema. So some type of the Likuva, you can't do part of the Kapora with one animal and part with another animal. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Savri, no. Chitoy echod amatlecho, v'loy shnei chitoyim. No, you do only one. Rashi, v'loy shnei chitoyim, l'shanes hazor shnei pomin. You don't have to do the hazor twice. All you have to do is hazor one time. As much as you did, you have your kapara. Either dam spilled out now, you don't have any more dam left over. Say nechanami, you just finish off now where you left off. But Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Shita is, you just have to have one hazor, and never you do it over twice again. And according to Reb Meir, no, he also has to have one kapara from one dam. One behemah has to be mechaper, one set of the kaparas. If you got stuck, you have to start over again. All right.